All right, lads and lasses, hope you're doing well. First thing up, apologies for not giving it a notification or a set time for today's broadcast. I had a few issues, technical stuff, and I didn't want to put one in and not be able to deliver it. Turns out I fixed it earlier than I thought, so here I am. If anybody actually turns up for this live, brilliant. Would love to hear from you. But if not, no problem. You can hear it on the playback, which is probably what you're doing right now in some kind of meta world that we all live in. Anyway, on this particular show, the theme is hypocrisy in British politics, sort of the culture of it. There's a bit of a follow-on from yesterday in terms of the Irish women's football team story, which has ran on and developed into a newer story. It seems to have triggered off a lot of stuff. So we're going to go into that and explore the hypocrisies around that, the DUP and the British establishment. Also, a little bit about the hypocrisy around Liberals, the Labour Party, and this specific Yvette Cooper clip. And yeah, we'll just explore that a little bit. Welcome as we explore some of the darkest times and individuals, hopefully in a lighthearted manner together. Bloody hell, there's people actually commenting. People actually here. I'll have to start doing it without Ludwig. Nah, I would. Who's in? Jai Mungus is in. Ayo. All right, man. Jai Mungus, do us a favour, watch it on YouTube, mate, because we have a quest to get monetized. So if you go to youtube.com/cowdaily, that's youtube.com/cowdaily. We're about a third of the way there to get monetized. We've got all the subscribers we need, but if you could watch it there, leave a comment there. That will be absolutely top because it apparently helps with the algorithm, which rules our lives these days. But it will be a massive help to get the channel monetized, obviously, and it'll help secure the future of Milk the Cow. So thank you, my friends. Who else we got in? Robert Grady, I'm here. Get yourself on YouTube. Like Shelley Kelly, who's in. Good afternoon. Yes, mate, see you there. Cheers, Jai Mungus. Robert Grady, I'm assuming you've heard the Chancellor has been sacked. No, I haven't, but stick some links in the comments, right? And we'll just develop it and we'll have a look at it because I've literally just went live and I've been doing the prep for this show, but I love shit like this, man. Fucking let's just rock some stuff in, shall we? What else we got? Joanne's in. Stalwart. Afternoon, Shelley Kelly. Afternoon, Mike. Afternoon, everybody. Ryan Bate is saying, Chancellor's just been sacked because, of course, no one saw that coming. Afternoon, folks. I'm telling you, Boris Johnson's coming back. I'm telling you. Watch. Watch. Jai Mungus popped up on the YouTube. What a star, man. Good lad. Hello. Jacqueline Hemmings is in. Hello, mate. Nice to see you pop up. Hello. And Joanne's also saying the Chancellor's sacked. What I'm going to do, chaps, is right, I'll do the first item. Stick us some links in the description regarding the Chancellor stuff, and we'll take it from there. Hang on a minute. I'll just, as I'm talking here, I'm just going to see if I can fix this and just put Chancellor into Google and just pull up a news story, and we'll just see. Right, there's nothing there yet. I'd say Chancellor to be sacked and all of this kind of shit. Tell you what, right? We'll do this show. I'll come off this show. I'll have a look and I'll see if we can come back on for 10, 15 minutes or something. And we'll do a standalone. We'll put two out today because it is what it is, isn't it? So, I'm just going to clarify something here. Jacqueline Hemmings. Hiya, you said Boris is coming back. Like, it's a good thing. Mind you, compared to this trust. Trust me, I don't think it's a fucking good thing. I just think it's, like, to me, looks canny obvious that they're going to just fuck up a load of shit and then have him come back as, like, oh, well, he's clearly not as bad as this guy. He has some relative stability. And the media will repeat and repeat and repeat. And too many people who are too easily suggestible will just believe it because they're sick and tired of all of this shit and it'll just get worse. It'll get worse and it'll get worse and it'll get worse. They're not fighting the election with these mugs in charge. They've just got to do some reckon first and then blame it on other people. It's what they do. Mike Proud, I've sat on the title longer than Quasi with Chancellor. Mike, top comment. Please, please put that into YouTube forward, though. We're trying to get the channel monetized there. So if everybody could watch this there, that would be absolutely top. So there you go. Paul Veronica, he's under investigation for the donations he received. Eagle-eyed viewers and listeners, can you be an eagle-eyed listener? You can now. We'll know that we were covering this stuff with O'Day Capital 2 weeks ago. Loads of stuff like Britannia Unchained we covered months ago, and it just popped up in the fucking press yesterday. Do you know why? Because the media will do it when it's politically expedient for them. That's when they'll do it. Whereas we, good people, as long as you keep supporting, we'll do it as soon as we know. So bless up to yourselves. Right, I'm going to go into these two items. And like I say, I'll have a look at it and possibly come straight back on after we've finished this show and I've uploaded the shows and done all the work and see if we can do like a sort of reaction thing, maybe throw some video up. I don't know. We'll see what I've got. Right, 2 seconds. What we got first. Tell you what, we'll go with the follow-up from yesterday's story around the Islands women team singing Up the Ra. And for those who haven't seen it, this is it here. Don't know what the problem is. Celtic Symphony is an absolute banger, as proven by the iTunes charts in the UK. It's really high, I think, in the top 10. Why could that be? So, what's happened since? Right, Carla Lockhart MP, who is the DUP ghoul of the moment, has written to Mr. Ian Dutton of Birmingham City Football Club. She says, "Dear Mr. Dutton, I trust this finds you well. The purpose of my writing is to ask what investigation Birmingham City Football Club intends to conduct into whether any of the employees were involved in pro-IRA chanting by members of the Irish Republic's women's football team after their win over Scotland at Hampden Park on 11th of October. I write to you specifically as I am led to believe a number of players within the Irish Republic squad are employees of the Birmingham City Football Club, with the city having endured the horrific consequences of an IRA atrocity with 21 victims of the Birmingham pub bombings on 21st November 1974. The chanting of pro-IRA slogans glorifying the actions of the IRA will have caused huge hurt amongst victims in your city. It is imperative that if any of your players were involved, that the club take the appropriate course of action to ensure victims hurt is recognised, and this is unacceptable behaviour, brings severe consequences and has no place in your club. I look forward to hearing from you soon because I'm a massive ghoul and a grass. Yours sincerely, Carl Lockhart." She didn't say that last bit just for the historical record. Why is this a problem, right? This man here is Dennis Hutchings, right? This is from the Irish Times. "No lawful basis for vulnerable man to be shot in Tyrone, trial told. Veteran charged with attempted murder and attempted grievous bodily harm with intent." What has this got to do with Carla Lockhart? We'll come to that in a bit. Mr. Hutchings denied charges of attempted murder and of attempted grievous bodily harm with intent in relation to the death of John Pat Cunningham and Ben Burb in County Tyrone in 1974. Mr. Cunningham, who was 27, was a vulnerable adult with learning difficulties who was afraid of soldiers. He was shot and killed as he ran away from British Army patrol. Oh, look, there's Carla there with Dennis Hutchings and fellow ghoul Johnny Mercer MP, the Tory. The caption reads on the Twitter post, "Carla has always shown great concern for the victims of the Troubles." So what has occurred there is Dennis Hutchings himself, he, as you saw there, I can't remember which code name soldier he was, Soldier F, I don't know. But it obviously came out later and there apparently was enough evidence for him to stand trial. The thing was, during that particular time, when he went to Ireland to stand trial, Northern Ireland, but Ireland, he contracted COVID and died. The bad thing is, right, and there's no suggestion that this is what happened, Carla herself had COVID a couple of days before meeting him right here. There he is. But there's no suggestion that that's linked. So anyway, from the Irish Times, military funeral granted for former British soldier Dennis Hutchings. British Ministry of Defence agrees to provide pallbearers at funeral of Army veteran. Unbelievable. The British Ministry of Defence has agreed to provide pallbearers at the funeral of Army veteran Dennis Hutchings. The 80-year-old from Corsand in Cornwall died in Belfast after contracting COVID-19 when he was in the city to face trial over a fatal shooting incident in County Tyrone in 1974. Right, Carla, you massive grass. How about grassing yourself up? You've went to bat for this guy who's allegedly shot and killed a person with learning difficulties who was afraid of soldiers. And if I recall, he was shot in the back. You, when he was running away. Like this other person that Carla Lockhart was stood with, Johnny Mercer MP, he's like the kind of like flag shaggers sort of totem or whatever in Westminster. Just an aside, it was really interesting to see him lose his job when Liz Truss got elected elected Conservative leader, not Prime Minister. He's been campaigning for a statute of limitations on atrocities. Like Carla used that word atrocity in her grass letter to Birmingham City. She can use the word atrocity surely in this, like this young man being murdered by the British Army. And that's one of several cases, but it's one I've pulled out because Carla was stood right there when he went over to stand trial, standing alongside him. So what is all right, murder? Like, you're quite right. The Birmingham City bombing was a fucking atrocity. It murdered innocent people. But the thing is, if you're looking at it from other people's perspectives, you can start to understand. So you know that Aya and all of that the likes of Johnny Mercer and Carla are experiencing. They'd been born somewhere else. Maybe it's like James McLean was in the Bogside. Do you honestly think they'd be like all for the poppy and this, that, and the third? No. This is true of all of us. It's important to put ourselves in the shoes of other people to try and understand. And if we're going to have a modern world based on the fact it's 2022 and where's my fucking flying car, at the very least we can expect is rational dialogue between people. Now, understand how hard it can be for people because they've lived it and experienced it. But that's why we're trying to understand through other people's lived experiences as much as we possibly can what this pain and hurt will do. So you're quite right. For some people, like singing up the raw, it does cause pain and hurt. But you know what else does? Shooting an innocent young man with learning disabilities in the fucking back and then spending like the next few decades denying like things have went on, hiding the soldiers. And then when the campaigners who wouldn't give up finally get him to stand trial, then you go and stand alongside him. And without a hop, hop, step and a jump, you send a fucking letter to a football club in England who Irish players play for, trying to get them sacked. Fuck off, man. Nobody believes you in the sense that you're doing this in good faith. It's using these things, people's trauma and pain, as a political football, which is quite ironic considering we're talking about the women's game. Full on Partridge at the end. Come on, let's have it. So we've got a few comments. Is it about the Chancellor, though? Who knows? Paul Veronica, coming on in. Paul, the military bill is to stop war crimes being investigated in Afghanistan and Iraq. Nothing to do with Northern Ireland. Interesting. Ryan Bate. I mean, there's a very strong rumours that the Birmingham bomb was actually red action on behalf of the Republican movement, but still. Show the evidence. That's your opinion. Obviously, I'm doing a show under guidelines, and you can understand why I need to see some evidence. So there we go. We've got Mia Mantri here. Hello, Mia. Nice to see you. I'm autistic and I'm fearful of authority, having had a lot of bad experiences with it. So many people have suggested I'm a bad person or that there's something wrong with me with having those fears. Mia, don't absorb this suggestion that you're a bad person. It's your life and your lived experience, and like you should never apologize for the feelings that you have around so-called authority figures, because let's have it right, there has been so many times where authority figures have let we down, be that the police or politicians or whoever. So I tend to base my opinions on evidence and facts as much as possible, and there's just legion amount of that. So don't have people tell you that your lived experience is wrong when you can evidence that it isn't, mate. And thanks for being here as well. It's really nice to see a new person pop up as well. Paul Veronica, Chocula. Don't know what that means, Paul. So anyway, moving further on into this land of ghouls. What else we got here? Also as well, the hypocrisy within the populations of the relative countries. I mean, obviously they're not a monolith, and it's quite often like a gobshite minority. But like the Irish Times again, thousands protest in London against prosecution of bloody Sunday soldier. Former servicemen and supporters converge on Whitehall over soldier F trial. That's Hutchins, of course. Also as well, the hypocrisy of Carla. Right, here we have a player at the top level of the men's game, Declan Rice. He has an Irish background. He started playing internationally for the Republic of Ireland. Back then, he tweeted these things. Love my brother, up the rah, wait till we draw England. And then on another occasion, hashtag up the rah. Are you going to write to, I think it's West Ham he plays for, and do the same thing? Or is it not about that because he plays for England now? We've got my eagle eyes on it. Are you going to do that? Let we fucking see. Honestly, these people, right? Can you imagine like exploiting people's trauma and pain by just sending these vexatious letters and in the same breath turning up to fucking Soldier F's trial? Crackers, man. There's people like out there protesting and all of that. Fine, it's your democratic right to do so. I don't know what you're actually protesting for. Like, so people can like allegedly murder people with learning difficulties. Let them stand trial. Let justice take its course. You're like, what are you protesting for, man? It smacks of this triumphalism and all of that type of stuff. If you're gonna like slag off the IRA, and there's a lot to slag them off for, let's be fucking clear, by the way. Slag off the British Army in the same breath. Both sets of organisations have robbed people of their families or family members. Innocent people got killed. Now, we can talk about like the whys and wherefores of like targets and valid targets and whatever. That's not for me to talk about or discuss. It's well outside of my fucking pay grade. But I do know hypocrisy when I say it. So anyway, some more comments. Oh man, this StreamYard shit. Come on. Jacqueline Hemmers, hi, Mia. With the way people in authority have behaved recently, I can't say that I blame you. Nice comment, Jacqueline. Lovely. Just moving on a little bit before we go to the next segment. Please do comment, rate, and subscribe. We are flying up these charts. Check this shit out, man. Right. So, with your support, we've got up to number 16 in the iTunes chart. We're one behind the Boris podcast, which came out just after he resigned for a bit. So I thought that was quite ironic. Also behind Week in Westminster and Radio 4, and also Westminster Hour. We're buzzing with this because, look, at the end of the day, we've got virtually zero budget. It's growing, though, and thanks to all the patrons who signed up this week, it's just a massive help. We're just trying to push this on, and they're the BBC. It speaks for itself, really. We're competing with the bloody BBC. Do you know how many people they'll have on each one of them shows? With this one, right, what we do, predominantly it's just me. There's a bit of help with artwork from time to time, and with obviously Alice every Tuesday as well, which is massive, brilliant, fantastic. But that's literally it, skeleton. And the fact that we're competing with them is a testament to yous getting behind what we're doing. And honestly, just having regular and predictable studio time at the minute is just massive. So seriously, thanks. But we've still got a knack to say IA. So please comment, rate, and subscribe. And just honestly, thanks. Seriously, thank you for all the help you're bringing. Massive lift in it. So what else we got here? Hold on a minute. Let us see what we've got. We'll move on to the next thing. Just play this video, right? And we'll come back. I'm interested in like what your raw reaction is to it. And I'm going to talk about what mine is afterwards as well. So a couple of minutes and I'll see you back here.
Second reading of the bill, and also to welcome the Home Secretary to her first full debate in the chamber in her new post. I think it's been, about 5 weeks since she was appointed. And I must say, she's been busy. We've had a series of major public disagreements between the Home Secretary and the Prime Minister on restoring a net migration target, and then not, on leaving the ECHR, and then not, on reclassifying drugs, and then not, on seasonal agricultural workers, still unresolved, on claiming the Prime Minister didn't see small boats as a priority, didn't want her to talk about Rwanda, some kind of row with the business secretary about florists that nobody could follow, and on the Indian trade deal, something which the Prime Minister had been working on for years, which the Home Secretary seems to have single-handedly scuppered with a passing remark in an interview with The Spectator. And the latest story this morning that the Home Secretary isn't actually involved in immigration policy decisions at all when it's at the heart of her department. You have got to worry, you've got to wonder if there is anything that the new Home Secretary and the new Prime Minister actually agree on. Although, to be fair to the Home Secretary, it's not clear that the Prime Minister agrees with herself from one day to the next. There have been so many different U-turns that the Cabinet is just spinning in circles. And I have to say, I've seen 11 Home Secretaries come and go. I've never seen anything like the chaos and confusion that we've got now. There are disagreements from time to time, of course, but the scale of this actually is dangerous, because the Home Office is too important. On issues of national security, on crime, on migration, we need the sense that there is some stability, that the people at the top are capable of self-discipline, that there is collective Cabinet responsibility, and that at least on Home Affairs, they're making statements in the interests of the country, not as if they are still in a leadership campaign. Although I guess that is exactly what is going on. And if they aren't capable of getting their act together and being a government focused on this, they should get out of the way and give way to somebody else who can.
So anyway, my takeaway from that is, knowing Yvette Cooper's record over the years, and it's just laughable. And I mean, wider point as well is about centrists, liberals, call them whatever you want, fucking fawning over this person. She's attacking her on, like, competency, right? She's not necessarily attacking her on what she's doing and the evils of that. So we'll take some, like, reaction from around the internet, right? This is from at OBCXX on Twitter. The hilarious thing being that the first sentence of this is Yvette Cooper saying she supports the government bill being discussed here. Typifies how far rhetoric goes in impressing liberals while substantive policy remains much the same. And she's quote tweeted somebody called Simon Gosden, who's just one of those full-on FBP liberal types. Yvette Cooper in full flow and a force is a force of nature. Sue Ellen is defenestrated with aplomb. Why do they talk like this cringe-worthy shit? Like, defenestrated, for people who don't know, means throw somebody out of a window. The fuck are you on about, man, you dafty? Like, this is a huge part of the problem. It's the language that people use to describe things. It's part of this, like, club that other people aren't invited to. By other people, I mean working class people. And that doesn't mean working class people don't know what the words are. We're not a monolith. I know what the fucking word is. But many of you out there know what the word is. But the fact it's just this impenetrable bullshit. And the honestly, Twitter is replete with this, with people with hashtag FPPE. Loads of Ukrainian flags as well. Nothing wrong with that in some respects, depending on why people are using them, that is. We'll talk about that one other time, I think. So anyway, Ed Balls is Yvette Cooper's husband, whatever you say. But here's George Osborne's tweet. Given the pain being caused to the real economy by the financial turbulence, it's not clear why it is in anyone's interest to wait even more days, blah, 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 before the inevitable U-turn. Quote tweet from Ed Balls. I agree with George. And a plucky young upstart there, replying, it wouldn't be the first time. He spent most of the time when he was in Shadow Cabinet agreeing with fucking George Osborne then. And this is why we've been sort of trying to highlight the fact of the direction of travel the Labour Party's taken to go back then. We remember, man. Like, people seem to be in this collective delusion on so many different things, which is counter to the evidential facts of what is going on. Look at their record during their time in government or time in even in opposition. But also, right, just look at the state of them and the way that they're just expecting us, right, to just forget. But also, there's a collective delusion in society in general currently. COVID, for example, right, look at the figures if you can find them. they're absolutely shocking as we go into winter as well, in terms of the NHS, which is on high alert as it is, right? The gates have just been opened. These fuckers in opposition aren't looking at demonstrable fact. Even Mark Drakeford, right? Somebody who leads the Welsh Labour Party, who I said recently, oh, I'd vote for Welsh Labour straight away. Even he said, oh, no, I don't support an investigation into like COVID or anything like that. People have just moved on. Have the Mark. What a letdown, man. What a letdown from the wider, you would think, decent Labour Party. I mean, don't get us wrong, they're doing some good shit in Wales, like the UBI pilot, brilliant, and could change the whole country. But that, how are you, man? So anyway, part of the whole big club. Here's Anna Soubry, Change UK, former Tory. Somebody had said, Anna, is it time for Rishi? She's replied, it's time for Keir Starmer. He'd be a prime minister we could trust to deliver what we desperately need. Stability, competence, and honesty. Damn. Stability. For who? I mean, look at the previous episodes. I'm not going to go into the purges and all of that stuff. If you want to know more about it, you probably already do, hopefully. Stability. Competence. Laughable. Honesty. Broke every one of his 10 pledges. She going after a job with the Labour Party. Wouldn't surprise us because it's full of Tories now anyway. Actual Tories. Real cross the aisle fucking Tories. Ones with their marginal seats who feel like they can win under the Labour banner the next one because there's no Brexit there. Not daft, was he? Further reaction. Yvette Cooper brought in the work capability assessment that led to many of us sick and disabled people to destitution. How liberal. Right, that is a disabled person, Sir Norman of Nowhere, on Twitter, talking about their lived experience, right? That tweet is full of these liberals griefing the shit. And he responds, you know, I'm a disabled person myself, and they just keep going. They're not nice people, man, at all. So also, Yvette Cooper brought in Atos to run ASA and JSA health assessments, that job seekers allowance, for those who don't know, because they weren't harsh enough. Points were taken from amputees who could hold items with their stumps. She also called Theresa May weak on immigration. And yet you've got all of these like centrist liberals saying, oh, best thing since sliced bread. Yeah, let's just forget about who she actually is and all of these other dickheads who are coalescing around trying to win themselves jobs. Here's a nice meme. It's that meme where the guy's turning around to look at the woman as she passes by, and his partner's like, what are you doing? So on his partner, the sick and disabled people who are tortured by her policies, meaning Yvette Cooper, and the guy's centrists, Yvette Cooper, walking down the street. It's just awful, isn't it? Like, the whole British political discourse is full of shit. And as we've seen from these two items in this particular show, what about Dennis Hutchins, Soldier F, the DUP, Johnny Mercer, this, the other so-called other side of the aisle with the centrists celebrating these arseholes. Oh, she defenestrated fucking whatever you call her, Sue Ellen. Oh, get a grip, you fucking cringeworthy twats, man. Yous were the reason that millions of people who have no answers now, who are living in poverty, you, go fuck yourselves. Bye, everybody. Not you. I love yous, but centrist, and I just go fuck yourselves. See you.